Daniel, chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and the word was true, even a great warfare, and he understood the word, and had understanding of the vision. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 whole weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine into my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, until 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, I lifted up my eyes, and looked and saw a man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with pure gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as flaming torches, and his arms and his feet like burnished bronze, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me didn't see the vision, but a great quaking fell on them, and they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone, and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my grandeur was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then I fell into a deep sleep on my face, with my face toward the ground. And, look, a hand touched me, which set me on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, you man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for now I have been sent away to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, Don't be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come for your word's sake. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days, but, look, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will befall your people in the latter days, for the vision is yet for many days. And when he had spoken to me according to these words, I set my face toward the ground, and was mute. And, look, one in the likeness of the sons of man touched my lips, then I opened my mouth, and spoke and said to him who stood before me, O my Lord, by reason of the vision my sorrows are turned on me, and I retain no strength. For how can the slave of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, immediately there remained no strength in me, neither was there breath left in me. Then there touched me again one like the appearance of man, and he strengthened me. And he said, O man greatly beloved, don't be afraid, peace be to you, be strong, yes, be strong. And when he spoke to me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, Do you know why I have come to you? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I go forth, look, the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you that which is inscribed in the writing of truth, and there is none who holds with me against these, but Michael your prince.